welcome to this week's lesson, and I'm going to ask you to do something that I normally don't like to ask people to do, and that is to trust me, okay? Because what I want to talk about today is motivation, a way to get to motivation, and a way to get the results that you're ultimately looking for now, okay? I can't tell you how many people I would work with, and they would say, once I lose the weight, then I'm going to feel confident, then I'm going to feel attractive, sexy, good, happy with myself, on and on and on. And the flip side of that is almost all of these same people would always have had some success in the past with weight loss. And I say, well, you know, when you got that success, did all those other problems that you were, you know, experiencing go away? Then all of a sudden, did you feel attractive? Did you feel happy with yourself? You know, did you feel, outgoing and social? And a lot of times that wasn't the case. They had lost weight and they were happy about that, but they still had all these other emotional problems in their lives. So what I want to talk about today is how to start feeling the way that you want to feel now. How to feel good about yourself now instead of waiting to lose the weight. Okay? Because what we want to do here is we want to feel good about ourselves so that we want to eat well. See, that's what we call a long-term strategy. And what most of us have been unconsciously conditioned to do is to create negative strategies, as in, oh, we step on a scale and it's too much, or we put clothes on and they don't fit. That's it. I got to go on a diet. And it's always this negative thing pushing us to do something. Okay, we get too fat, we get too overweight, the clothes get too tight. I got to go on a diet. Got to change the weight. Okay, but that's a short-term strategy because then we start to lose a little bit of the weight, we feel a little bit better. And now we don't have that same motivation. So what you want to begin thinking about and training yourself to do is to focus on why you want to eat well, why you want to exercise, why you want to eat and live this way for the rest of your life, and let it be something positive, let it be something good. So this is a complete 180 for most people. And it starts with letting yourself feel good now, right? Why do you want to lose the weight? Is it that you want to feel attractive to your mate? Or you want to feel attractive so you can meet someone, right? If that's the case, how can you begin to be more attractive now, right? There's always something you can do. Now, don't get me wrong. Maybe losing the weight will help you ultimately feel the most attractive you can feel. I'm not going to argue that. But I guarantee you that there is something you can do right now in the body you're in right now to feel more attractive or feel more energetic. It doesn't matter what it is, and I can tell you, I've done this with every client where I would hypnotize them and they would leave feeling so much better, even though physically nothing had changed. Okay? So much of this is between our own ears. We can decide how we want to feel. Okay? We can't allow the external world to dictate how we're going to feel. We can't have our weight dictate how we're going to feel. Okay? You can, I'm going to tell you this, give you permission in a sense, you can feel happy about yourself, feel good about yourself, and want to eat well and lose weight. That's basically what I'm saying. We're going to shift the motivation around so that you are actually enjoying this process. All right? And when you do this, it becomes a completely different experience. And the best part about it is this, again, is that you want to plan for the long term. This is a long-term plan. Because what ends up happening is eating well becomes like layers of how good you can feel, right? So instead of saying, oh man, I ate that, you know, I did so good yesterday and then I went and had a bowl of ice cream. I blew it, okay? Instead, we look at it like, I felt really good yesterday. You know what I mean? I was kind of light all day long. And then at night, for whatever reason, I ended up having a bowl of ice cream and it kind of made me tired. You know, and I felt heavier, and it just kind of slowed me down a little. So I think next time I'll either, you know, cut the ice cream in half, I'll have some yogurt, or I'll just skip it all together. Because I like waking up feeling lighter. Do you see the shift that's going on there? Okay? Now, the easiest way to think about that is that you want to feel good now. Now, what I want to talk about is, a specific way to do this is to begin appreciating your body. All right? Think about the negative suggestions that we can sometimes give to ourselves all day long. You know, we try some clothes on, they don't fit. Oh, you're so fat, you gotta go on a diet, you gotta lose some weight. You see yourself in a mirror, oh, I gotta do it. It's nonstop sometimes. So what you wanna do intentionally is to appreciate your body, okay? Now you can go as far as saying, you know, I appreciate my legs because I'm able to walk. Okay, if you can't walk, I appreciate my arms so I can move them, pick things up. It's kind of nice. I like just the feeling of being able to take a deep breath, let it out, and feel more relaxed. Allow my mind to calm down a bit. Every time I do that, I feel a little bit better. Okay? So it's the little things, right? I appreciate being able to see. I appreciate being able to hear. I like being able to listen to music. You see? So again, you're just appreciating these things that you take for granted, but really beginning to realize that, I mean, you could spend an hour on your eyesight and all the things that you can do with your eyes that you are so thankful for, and you would be thankful for if tomorrow you went blind, right? So again, we want to start appreciating the bodies that we have, right? Now remember, what I think you're going to be amazed at if you do this is that if you start feeling good about yourself, okay, if you start feeling good about your body, who you are, being attractive, being energetic, being more flexible, being all the things you want to be, and you start feeling those things now, I think you'd be amazed that you have more motivation. Sometimes, again, people, they just think they have to beat themselves up to take action, to do something. And while there is a time and place for that, for sure, I think most people are way out of balance with that. I think they've gotten so conditioned to beating themselves up that they've forgotten what it feels like to feel good about themselves, right? They have such high ideals of perfection, they say, well, once I reach that, then I'll let myself feel good. Right? I promise you, if you start to feel good now, and you start to actually feel attractive, you start to feel more confident, what's going to happen is it's going to be easier to begin eating better and to lose the weight. And then what's going to happen is you're going to start losing the weight, and you're going to start feeling more of these things. Okay? The difference is we want to start off feeling them first of all. Right? So even if you have very little confidence, there's a big difference between saying, well, when I lose the weight, then I'm going to have confidence. Okay? That statement implies that I feel no confidence right now. And that's not the case, or it shouldn't be the case, because there'll be some area of your life where you feel some confidence. So we want to start with, okay, I feel confident in this area. This is what confidence would feel like. And I want to feel more confidence. When you're talking about more confidence, you're talking, again, unconsciously, you're representing it as that you feel some confidence now, but you want to feel more. That's a much better place to be in than, well, I'm going to wait, you know, 6-8 months and then I'm going to feel confidence. All right? Start to feel it now. Start to be attractive now. Start to do the things that you are looking for ultimately from the weight loss and start to think about how you can introduce them into your life right now. And then go through this process feeling those things. Because again, those are the emotions, those are the feelings you need in order to get through this process of change. Okay? As you're transforming your beliefs, as you're transforming your behaviors and your habits, you need to have these positive emotions supporting you along the way. Okay? Reminding you why you're going to do it. And I promise you, there's still motivation there. You can feel attractive and want to feel more attractive. What a different way to approach it. Okay? And then this way here, you aren't waiting for this day. Because the downside is this, of doing that, is that so often what happens in our minds is we think and our emotions run in patterns. And so even once the external world changes, we can still run those patterns. I can't tell you how many people I've worked with that they had lost the weight and they still didn't feel good enough. There was still something they noticed that wasn't right. And so they never got that real positive, exciting feeling that they were expecting to get when they were planning to lose the weight. Okay? So don't let this happen to you and start right now by thinking about what am I ultimately looking for from this weight loss and how can I begin to feel that now? What's one little thing I can do? Right? Maybe it's going out and getting some clothes. And by the way, is there a specific one? Don't do this one. I'm not going to buy any clothes until I lose all the weight. Don't do that. You don't have to go on a shopping spree, but get yourself some clothes that you feel comfortable in, that fit you right, that you feel attractive in, okay? That you feel like good in, you know? That's what you're looking for. And so if you're going to go down the line, maybe your clothes size is going to go down, don't wait. Get used to all those feelings that you're expecting to have and that you want to have now. All right? So have fun with this. I mean, this, I'm telling you, this is, if you can really internalize this, this can really shift everything around for you. You know, it's really just, it's a joy. This is why I love working with people with weight loss so much, because you don't realize how much you've been beating yourself up until you start doing this way. You know, until you start supporting yourself, encouraging yourself. okay? And feeling all the things that you want now, right? And keep a lookout. You know, notice people that are bigger, that don't have the exact body that you think a person should have. And notice when you find people that are happy, that are confident, that are sexy or that are attractive with that size body, and say, God, what would that feel like? How do they do it? And again, it doesn't mean you're not just giving up, okay? You're feeling things you want. You're going to use that emotion and that energy to get the results that you ultimately want, okay? So think about that. Take some time. What am I ultimately looking for? How can I begin to feel that now, all right? Play with that. Use that. Put it inside your brain. Think that way. And I think you're going to be very happy with the results. I'll talk to you all next week.